For Sigurd Sabathel, a move to North Saanich 6 years ago wasn't just about being closer to his family. It was about rekindling a lifelong passion and carrying on a legacy that began in Bavaria and has resonated across continents through the elegant sounds of the harpsichord. Since moving from Bowen Island, Sigurd has kept himself busy organizing and revitalizing a harpsichord manufacturing company he inherited from his father, Simon. The 86-year-old widower immigrated to Canada with his family from Germany when he was 20. This move marked a new chapter in their lives and a continuation of a passion that had ignited in Sigurd's heart at the tender age of 8. My father built his first harpsichord in Bavaria and he asked me to demonstrate it to the public in Traunstein, which is a nearby city, he recalled. I was reluctant, but I couldn't say no to my father. I saw him make the harpsichord, I loved it, so I did that. Little did he know that experience would mark the beginning of a partnership with his father that would define their lives for years to come. In 1960, the father-son duo officially established Sabathel & Son Limited on Bowen Island. Their workshop became a haven for crafting these intricate instruments. By the 1970s, they were producing a variety of harpsichord models, including custom-made pieces tailored to the specific needs of their clients. The company continued to innovate and, by 1980, began utilizing aluminum frames for enhanced stability and crafting their keyboards. Their instruments found homes in colleges, conservatories and private collections throughout North America and Europe, solidifying their reputation as masters of their craft. Sadly, 1980 also brought the death of Sigurd's father, Simon. Sigurd Sabathel with his father, Simon. Harry Koro, Peninsula News Review. Despite this profound loss, the company continued its operations, navigating its share of challenges over the years. Sigurd persevered, navigating the challenges that inevitably came with running a business, but at a slower pace, eventually shifting towards restoring antique pianos. While the uninitiated might see similarities between pianos and harpsichords, Sigurd said, there are crucial differences. The harpsichord sound is more delicate than the pianos, he explains. Piano sound is produced by a hammer striking very thick strings. He likens the harpsichord sound to that of a guitar, albeit one shaped like a grand piano. It is a plucked sound of thin strings, plucked like the guitar, he clarifies. The harpsichord is the forerunner of the piano. Before it was invented, harpsichords were used for hundreds of years in different European countries, so music was not written for the piano because it didn't exist. It was written for the harpsichord. He emphasizes that countless composers wrote their music specifically for the unique sound of the harpsichord. German music historians from the Elbphilharmonie Concert Hall in Hamburg corroborate this, noting maestros like Antonio Vivaldi, Jean-Philippe Rameau and Henry Purcell all composed extensively for the instrument. Johann Sebastian Bach, in particular, was renowned as a harpsichord virtuoso. The sound the harpsichord makes, Sigurd says, appeals to sensitive and intelligent people. My brain produces something pleasant every time I play it. It's a spiritual expression and I think that's the key to its popularity, he explained. Sigurd is determined to continue his passion for harpsichord making on Vancouver Island. He envisions a future where Sabathel & Son continues to thrive, preserving the art of harpsichord construction for generations to come. I'm looking for a partner to come in to work with me for more capital so we can build a bigger workshop, he reveals. Beyond the business considerations, it's clear that Sigurd's motivation stems from a deep desire to honor his father's legacy. The unspoken sentiment resonates in the beautiful music he plays on the harpsichord, a testament to the enduring partnership between father and son, a legacy etched not only into each instrument they crafted but also into the melodies that continue to fill the air.